Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Bank. We're the one for you.
You've asked for it, and yes, we heard you. It's bigger, brighter, and better. Yes, 10 times the money is back, giving you more chances to win, more prizes, lower odds. It's 10 times the excitement, and you can win up to $1 million instantly. All this for only $500 per ticket. Playing 10 times the money is so easy. In the same row across, if your number matches the winning number, win the prize shown for that row. If you scratch reveal a 2x, 5x, or 10x multiplier, you automatically win the prize for that row times the multiplier. So come on, play your favorite 10 times the money scratch game again. And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When we were last in Murondoy, Simon brushed aside Catalina's concern over his relationship with Sister Patsy. Bibi, now aware of the importance of women having regular checks, encouraged Rhonda to consult a gynecologist. Catalina visited Sister Patsy and warned her to stay away from her family, whereupon Sister Patsy called Simon. Later that evening, Simon and Catalina had a bitter argument, during which she told him to pack his bags and leave, as she would not put up with his nonsense. As we return to Murondoy, Mala has turned up to work early.
Morning, Miss Bibi.
Morning, Mala. You early today?
Yes, I wake up since 5.
Well, me not really sleep last night.
Your mommy?
No. Yes, girl.
How she do?
She asleep now, but whole night she cry out for pain.
Oh, gosh. I could only imagine. Well, they say that God don't give you more than you can bear.
So them say.
You want to help you wash down the yard?
Nah, you open up the shop. Me go down here just now.
I can go in and see mommy quick before I open up.
Try to wake she.
Okay. What, Mrs. Sunny?
Girl, he not get up yet. Late last night, he stay up and watch TV.
Oh.
Just so I can wake him. He was supposed to go and work this morning, but like he forget.
All right.
This is the voice of Guyana of NCN on the... Myrtle, my dear, I can't thank you enough. These bakes and saw fish are delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Simon.
Yes. Now I'm ready to start my day.
So, what are your plans for today?
I might take a trip into the city. Wanna join me?
What about Catalina?
What about her?
Shouldn't you be inviting her?
She probably has other plans.
Is everything okay with you two? I've noticed you didn't say anything to each other during dinner last night.
Oh, we'll be fine.
Any progress on when the marriage is happening?
Soon, my dear, soon.
Time is running out, Simon. 6 months will run out before you know it.
I could stay longer, you know.
You plan to?
We'll see.
Morning, Auntie Marta.
Morning.
Bacon sawfish.
I'm going to take a shower now. Myrtle, make up your mind about whether you're going to go into the city with me.
Okay.
Anybody call for me, take a message.
What's going on with you and Simon?
Don't worry about it, Auntie Marta.
How you mean don't worry? What happened?
Simon just came to this village, but it looks like he wants to get himself mixed up with some questionable people.
Like who?
Look, you don't have to worry about that, Auntie Myrtle.
Remember, you have two big children. Plus, Eva is here. They will pick up if all is not well.
I hear you. Hi, morning, Mala.
Catalina. Oh, gosh.
What happened to you?
Isn't that me?
Who?
It's Miss Baby Mother.
Oh, Father. Mala, what happened to she?
I just decided to peep in on she, and it didn't look like she breathing.
What?
You only touched she foot bottom and it cool.
What is this? You tell Miss Bibi?
What's going on?
Just now, Auntie Myrtle, just now.
No, me tell Miss Bibi nothing. She outside cleaning the yard and Mrs. Sunny here wake up here.
Mala, you got to tell Miss Bibi.
You think it's daddy lady dead?
You and say she ain't breathing?
Oh, heavens.
No, it don't look so.
Well, it sound like if she dead to me.
God have mercy.
So I must go and tell Miss Bibi.
Maybe you should tell Sonny first then.
But he's still sleeping.
Go wake him up.
But suppose I make a mistake and she in there.
Well, just tell Sonny check on she then.
If it's there, this woman there, it's the truth. You're gonna kill Miss Bibi.
Well, she had the last stage of cervical cancer. We know it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, but still.
This thing's serious. That's why we all got to go to the health center and do a screening. Whoever we be, we entitled to the right information about we health. I'm going to wake up, Sonny. I can pass it just now.
Okay.
Bibi's mother died?
It looks so. Mala says she ain't breathing and she foot bottom cold.
Oh, Father. How Bibi will take this?
I don't know, but Auntie Myrtle, you ever screen for cervical cancer?
No, I don't think I'm at risk. I'm already into my 70s.
How old you think Bibi mother is? And she found out in your old age.
Oh my.
Look, when I go in, you come in with me, Auntie Myrtle.
But it's been forever since I had a gentleman.
Auntie Myrtle, it matters not. This cancer killing young, middle-aged, and old women. We have to take this thing in hand now.
Mrs. Sunny, wake up. Mrs. Sunny, wake up.
Eh? Mala?
Morning. Sorry for coming to your bedroom like this.
Where Bibi?
She cleaning the yard.
So what you doing here? You know Bibi gonna lose your mind if she see you here?
It's important.
Let me go in the living room.
Alright.
What happened, Mala?
Mrs. Sunny, it's mommy.
What happened to she?
I ain't tell Miss Bibi nothing. But when I went up and peeping on she, it didn't look like she breathing and she foot cold.
What? You sure, Mala?
Watch, go see for yourself, because I might be wrong.
Oh, gosh, Mala. Is that your dad for truth?
Oh, no.
I don't know how Bibi can take this.
How we can tell she?
you said she day in the yard, right?
Yes.
All right. Mika go bring she in and sit she down.
And then what?
Oh God, we got to find a way for break it to she.
Yes, you can't just come out and tell she mother dead.
Mala, how we supposed to do this, man?
Mrs. Sunny, we can do it together.
Maybe me could tell she for go and check for mommy and she's going to discover herself.
Oh, Mrs. Sunny, you think the little cruel?
Pamala, what me supposed to do? What me supposed to do?
Oh, gosh. Watch, look. How about this? You go outside, give she a hug, and you tell she slowly.
Oh, God. Either way is just as terrible.
Well, we can't wait all day.
Catalina, where are you going?
I'm just over by the Sings shop.
What are you going to tell me?
It's not far away, Simon.
I think I deserve to know when you're leaving this house and where you're going.
Like I know when and where you does they're going. Simon, please, look, spare me.
Excuse me? Fix your mouth, woman.
Look, I'm leaving.
Catalina!
Just what is going on in here?
It's fine, Miss Myrtle. I have it handled.
Simon, you are not going to treat me like a child. You ain't going to do it.
Well, stop acting like one.
Oh, really? Wow.
Come on. We all are adults here.
Look, Auntie Martha, please. Look, stay out of this.
Don't speak to your aunt like that.
Look, I'm out of here.
Get back here. Catalina!
Look, I'm sure she will calm down by the time she gets back.
I will not put up with this disrespect, you know. She has to learn her place.
I'll talk to her.
Please. Because this is not how I expect my wife to behave. Definitely not.
Baby?
Hey, you wake up.
Yes, girl. Why not come inside and relax a little bit? Me go finish up here.
Nah, Sonny. Me day in a walking mood this morning. And since mommy asleep now, I best me do all the yard work now.
Yeah.
You want a little tea or something?
Nah, me have a cup already.
Oh.
Why you not come in and check on mommy?
She asleep. Me don't want to disturb she. You hear how much she had last night?
Baby, come.
What, Sonny? Lose my hand.
Look, man. You got to come inside and see something.
What?
Come now.
All right. But me still got enough work in this yard.
All right, come.
Me no know what's so important, make it can't wait.
Mala.
Hi, girl.
What going on?
Shh. Don't talk hard. Mrs. Sunny just carried Miss Bibi inside.
Wait, she ain't know yet?
No.
The lady dead for truth?
Yes, Sunny confirmed.
Oh, me mama. How Bibi can
no!
It?
No! Mommy! No! Mommy!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Caverton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322 or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.